Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda We're continuing to read from Chaitanya Bhagavat, the ongoing teachings and Leela of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his divine associates. So we're dropping in the middle of this story. So we have to, first of all, travel there, adjust our minds and hearts to this scene, the setting. It's 500 years ago. This is a village of Shantipur in West Bengal. This is the ancestral home of Advaita Acharya. Advaita Acharya is the incarnation of Mahavishnu. Mahavishnu came to this world 500 years ago as Advaita Acharya to assist in the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya was always exhibiting extreme humility. Whenever he came before Advaita Acharya, Advaita Acharya was about 55 years older than Lord Chaitanya. When Lord Chaitanya started his Sankirtan movement in Navadvipa, he was about 20 years old. Before that, he was involved with studies and school and marriage and teaching Sanskrit. He went to East Bengal, or what we call Bangladesh, and taught Sanskrit. Then he returned to Navadvipa. Actually, he took initiation when he was about 20, 19 or so, in Gaya, from Ishwarapuri. He started his Sankirtan movement. And by this time, Lord Chaitanya was 20, and Advaita Acharya was about 75. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya would always offer great respects to Advaita Acharya. He was an Acharya. He had hundreds of disciples in Navadvipa and Shantipur, West Bengal. And he was always speaking on the Bhagavatam. He had given so much shiksha to Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur received so much training in Krishna Bhakti from Advaita Acharya. So Lord Chaitanya treated him like guru, respect. But Advaita Acharya, he knew all along that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was Radha Krishna Yugal. He is Bhagavan. Why is he showing respect to me? I am simply an amsha of Krishna. I'm a Purushavatar, I'm Mahavishnu. I am only an expansion of the Lord. Why is he showing me so much regard? I don't like it. I'm also Chaitanya Das. Because Nityananda is in the mood of Chaitanya Das, and Gadadhar is in the mood of Chaitanya Das. Everyone is in the mood and behavior of Chaitanya Das, except me. Singled me out. So Advaita Acharya was thinking, what can I do? Advaita Acharya was thinking, I must do something so Lord Chaitanya will assert his authority over me. I must act in such a way that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will treat me like his servant. Because he was fully identifying as a servant. And Lord Chaitanya always treated him as Acharya. Oh Prabhu, my master. Please, oh, here comes, he would offer obeisances and Nandabhas. What are you doing? I should be, and he would worship him. I should be worshiping you. And sometimes, of course, he would worship. So Advaita Acharya thought, I will teach Mayavad philosophy. This is Leela. This is simply a Leela. It's like a trick. So he was teaching Mayavad, Brahma Sayujya Mukti. Not the personal conception that God is the Supreme Person, Ram, Vishnu, Krishna, but God is light and we are all Namo Narayan. We merge in the Brahman, Sayuja, it's all one. So he was preaching this Yoga Vashishta, and this Mayavad conception in a mock way, not a real way, but some people were there. So the news spread from Shantipur, 30 miles, or what you say, 40 kilometers northwest to Navadvip, Mayapur. Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, have you heard the news? Advaitacharya is preaching Yoga Vashishta, Gyan Yoga, Brahmasayuja Mukti, impersonalism. Acha? What? This is a great offense to the Lord. To say the Lord has no hands, no legs, no form. He's arupam, nirupam, nirgun, nirupam. He has no form, he has no qualities. What is this? Are you sure? Yes. He's holding class every night east of Kailash. Teaching this Mayavad. So then he told Nityananda, said, let us go there. So they were walking for some time, then they said, let's go for a swim. So Nityananda and Gauranga jumped in the Ganga. It's about 25 kilometers or so down the Ganga towards Calcutta is the home of Advaita. Of course, they walked for some time and they met some Nari sannyasi who was married. Some sannyasi was married and invited them, please, you come to my house, have some fruits. And then they had some fruits. Lord Chaitanya accepted hospitality from him. And then he asked Lord Chaitanya, he said, would you like some anand? Anand. We say ananda, but in Hindi land they say anand. Anand? Anand. You say ananda? Anand. Anand. Satchit anand. At any rate, you have the idea. So Lord Chaitanya said, yes, okay. And then Nityananda said, because Nityananda was always preaching on the streets of Navadvip, he was preaching, meeting so many jagais and mudais and so many drunks. Lord Nityananda turned to Chaitanya and said, my Lord, do you know what this anand is? So then they were walking. They were the usual mode of transportation is to walk, although boats are also there. But they were walking. And they said, all right, let's leave this place. So they both left this Nari Sannyasi's house, although he was so fortunate to be able to serve the Lord, have them come in their house and eat some fruit. So a very blessed person. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Nitai, let's immediately go to Ganga. Now we're contaminated. We went to his house, we ate fruits, but he's a boozer. he's a drunkard. So they, let's go in the Ganga. Ma Ganga ki! And they jumped in the Ganga with all their clothes on and started swimming and playing and frolicking and just floating. Because who is Nityananda? Anantashesh. Anantashesh is the coiled serpent bed of Mahavishnu. Anantashesh. So sometimes they're swimming. Sometimes Gauranga said, I'm tired. So then Nityananda said, okay, put your head on my chest. So Nityananda, Chaitanya put his head on Nitai's chest and they would float down, Ma Ganga carrying them down towards Shantipur. So they came to Advaita's house and they were soaking wet. Oh, everything was totally wet. Yeah? Are? Kya kare? Kya hua? What happened? What's going on? You're all wet. You're still wearing your flower garland and it's all wet and all your chandan has been washed off your face and kasturi, tilak, everything is gone. Lord Chaitanya is wearing like this type sometimes. They take fresh clothes. So they took fresh clothes and then they had some discussion. So we're in the middle of that discussion. Lord Chaitanya has punished Advaitacharya and then he was jumping for joy. Lord Chaitanya actually he came and he chastised him. What is this? You're preaching this Mayavad philosophy. So now it's gone quite a bit along. And it's actually a very humorous exchange. So we'll just continue, although it may not. I read a little introduction, which I've already begged. During this course of, after he got chastised, the way he got chastised, and he begged Lord Gauranga. He praised him and begged him for service. He said, I don't want to be a Acharya. I don't want to, you're showing me so much respect and honor. I don't want this. This is Mahavishnu, Advaitacharya, and the first thing we want is respect. We want recognition, pratishtha. And Advaitacharya, he was saying, Mahaprabhu, I only want your seva, I only want your service, birth after birth. And Lord Gauranga replied, saying, yes, I will give you mercy, and I will give my mercy to anyone who worships Advaitacharya. And then Lord Chaitanya says, if anyone worships me, Lord Chaitanya, if anyone worships Lord Chaitanya and disregards his devotee, then I will not accept that worship. This is very appropriate, although it may not make sense today. But 500 years ago, it was explained in those tikkas, there are different groups, different gosais and seminal descendants. Advaitacharya was a grihastha, he had children. And his children, they became gurus. And then Nityananda, his children, he had children also, and then their children's children, they became gurus. Those Nityananda Gosai, Advaita Gosai. So oftentimes the members of Advaita Gosai Parampara, they were preaching that Advaita is God. Just worship Advaita. You don't need to worship Lord Chaitanya. And followers of Nityananda were saying, Nityananda is God. Lord Chaitanya is his servant. Advaita is his servant. So there was some infighting and rivalry between the two different groups, which of course is Maya. It's not that they're all actually aspects of God, different forms. Advaitacharya is one aspect of God, and Gauranga Mahaprabhu is supreme, Radha and Krishna, Nityananda is Balaram. So this is some background. That's why Lord Chaitanya specifically is commenting, if anyone worships me without worshiping Advaitacharya, then I don't accept his worship. Because there was a whole other group that said, Lord Chaitanya's God, who is Advaita? Forget about Advaita. Forget about Ananda. So this is why Lord Chaitanya. So now Lord Chaitanya is addressing Nityananda. Prabhu Bale Shuna Nityananda Mahashai Shamiba Chanchalya Jari Mora Kichuhai. Mahaprabhu Gauranga said, listen, Nityananda Mahashai, if I have been restless, please forgive me. Nityananda Chaitanya Advaita Haridas Parasparas Sabachahi Sabe Hailai Has. Then Nityananda Chaitanya, Advaita and Haridas Thakur looked at one another and began to laugh. This is Hasiras, laughter. Very interesting, unique point to consider. There are 8,400,000 species of life. 400,000 varieties of human beings. Kinaras, Kimpurushas, human beings, Gandharvas, Devas, Pishachas, Bhutas, Pretas, so many varieties on this planet and other planet. 400,000 human beings. And there's 2 million beasts, lions, tigers, and 1,100,000 insects, and 900,000 aquatic species, 9 lakhs of fish and lobsters and clams and all those kind of characters. Altogether, 8,400,000. And of all those millions of species and billions of members of those species, only the human being has the facility of laughter. Dogs don't laugh. Fish don't laugh. Although some people say dolphins, they have some kind of language that they say they're laughing or something. Whatever. It's some high-pitched vibration that goes through the water, and one dolphin hears the other dolphin on his cell phone or something. Whatever. They have some type of communication system. But basically, the fact is that only we human beings can say ha ha ha, as we just did. And you go in the parks in Delhi and Bombay, and they have all these laughing gloves. The joke is on you, as we say in America. There's really nothing to laugh about, but at least that facility is there, and it's one of the Gona rasas in Krishna's rasa. The rasa world of the dynamic world of love is full of rasas, flavors, mellows, ecstatic raptures that ripple through the body and reverberate through the mind and heart. Laughter, ghastliness, amazement, astonishment, fear, bhayaras, adbhutaras, vibhatsaras, hasiras, and they're all moving in the context of motherhood and friend and lover. Sometimes mothers are astonished. Sometimes friends are astonished. Sometimes lovers are astonished. Lovers laugh. Friends laugh. Mothers laugh. Friends, mothers, lovers. So all these secondary rasas, they are nourishing and enhancing the primary or mukhya rasas. There's 7 secondary rasas and 5 primary rasas. So this is sakhi ras going on. Friendship. Nityananda is a friend of Lord Chaitanya. Chaitanya is a friend of Advaita. And Haridas Thakur is in Dasyabhav. And some friendship there also, because he's older. He's much older than Lord Chaitanya. He's a contemporary of Nityananda and little, of course, younger than Advaita, Haridas Thakur, but older, considerably older than Lord Chaitanya. He may be 20 years older or so, 25. About the same age as Nityananda. So they're laughing because the whole Leela that happened with Advaita Acharya was a spoof. It was a spoof. It was a drama. It was a play. Advaita played at being preaching Mayavad just so Lord Chaitanya would come and crack him. As we see in Krishna Leela and Dwarka, Krishna was teasing Rukmini one time. He wanted to get Rukmini teed off, to use American slang, teed off. He wanted to, let's be formal, he wanted to provoke Rukmini Devi, his first and primary queen in Dwarka, number one. She's numero uno. She's number one queen, Rukmini. So one day he was teasing her. She was doing Chamara Seva, and he was reclining on a love seat, leaning back like this. He had just finished taking lunch. He was chewing on some tambul. Tambul means betel. Betel nut, you say betel. Pan, you say pan, I suppose. Pan. Relaxing. And they didn't have any Usha fans and polar fans and all these Whirlpool air conditioners, all these things. So in Dwarkadesh, he wants to tease and provoke his wife, Rukmini. But she's doing Chamara Seva, which maybe your Nitya Seva someday in Manjari Sarup, Chamara Seva. Doing this Seva. You know, Rukmini, you know, before we got married, there were a lot of powerful kings that wanted your hand. Shishupal, this one, that one. And somehow or other, you ended up with me. But actually, you married a very questionable fellow. No one really knows what caste I belong to. Because for 12 years of my life, I was a cowherd boy. I was milking cows. I was a gosh. I was a gwal. I was a cowherd of Vrindavan. And then I thought, I'm tired of this. So then I went to Mathura, then I put on a crown. And I say, hey, I'm a king. Now I'm a Kshatriya. So no one knows, is he a Vaishya? He's a Kshatriya? And no one even knows who my mother and father are. Some people say Yashoda. Other people say Devaki. So if no one, it's questionable. Who is my father? So that doesn't look very good if you don't know who your father and mother is. And really, you, and I don't have, look what kind of kingdom I have. I'm hiding out here in the middle of the ocean, like a pirate. I'm a pirate in the middle of the ocean on an island. Because I'm so afraid of enemies, I'm hiding out in the middle of ocean so nobody can ride their horse across the ocean and catch me. It's impossible. So obviously I'm not very courageous. If I was courageous, I'd have a big palace on land with some a big wall, and I would, anyone come to attack my palace, I would run out of the palace walls and I would defend. But I'm a coward. I'm living in the middle of the ocean. And Rukmini said, What is he saying? She was like, and Krishna wanted, Jagadish, he wanted to make her angry. He wanted to see her squinch up her face in an angry posture. He wanted to see, because she's always smiling all the time. Service with a smile. She was always so accommodating, always so friendly, always so agreeable. The ideal, perfect wife, which no man ever gets. Right? Any disagreements? I'm not. It's conversely true for the ladies, obviously. They wanted the perfect ideal man, and they didn't get it. So Rukmini couldn't bear these words. So she couldn't get angry. She couldn't say anything. She just fainted. She went, ooh. And she fell on the floor, and he said, oh, what? And he said, didn't work. I couldn't provoke her anger. This is Krishna's lila. He wants to engage in all these rasas. So here in Shantipur, they're all laughing over this whole lila. Hari Dasan, that was very good. Oh, that was a very good drama you did. And wait till Lord Chaitanya came down. He cracked and he said, what is this? And then he surrendered. And he said, oh, and then Lord Chaitanya, he became a servant. And Lord Chaitanya said, you're a servant of God. Why are you preaching? Why are you preaching that you're God, everyone's God? You're his servant. You're a Das. And Advaita said, yes, yes, I'm a Das. And I'm your Das also. You're God also. And Lord Chaitanya said, oh, yeah. Well, that's right. So Lord Chaitanya was no longer the Prabhu, the Master, the Lord. Now Advaita, he had accepted Advaitacharya as his servant. And this is all that Advaita ever wanted. And you have to imagine, who is Advaitacharya? Advaitacharya, he is the source of us in Mahavishnu. So his glance, he glances at the energy, the Tatastha Shakti, and we're injected there. That's our plane of manifestation. We're coming from Mahavishnu. And he himself only wants the service of the Lord. And we're his parts and parcels. We're eternally parts and parcels. So that's what all we should want, is the service of the Lord. We shouldn't want to be, I want to be the Acharya. I want to be the Lord, the Master. Everyone should worship me. He doesn't even Mahavishnu. Mahavishnu has Seva Bhav. Advaita Grihini Mahasati Pati Brata Vishwambara Mahaprabhu Jare Vale Mata. Vishwambara Mahaprabhu would address the most chaste wife of Advaita, Sita Devi, as mother. Advaita Grihini Mahasati. That's interesting. Grihini means the lady of the house, because Griha means housewife. Interesting. Griha means house, right? It says Grihini in Bengali. So Grihini Mahasati Patibrata. So these are further glorifications of her. She's Mahasati. She's so chaste. And she's Patibrata. She has such a vow of service. Patibrata means such a vow of service to her husband. And Mahasati means she's so chaste. Maha chastity. Vishwambara Mahaprabhu Mata. Sita Mata. Prabhu Bale Shigra Gya. Of course, she's like his mother also, you have to consider. He's 20 and she's 70. Prabhupale Shigra Giha Karaha Randan Krishnera Naivedya Kara Kariba Bhojan. Vishnubhar said, Mata, go quickly and cook an offering for Krishna. Then we will all eat prasad. This is interesting. Mahavishnu, Balaram, Krishna, they're eating prasad. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna and Radha. Nityananda is Balaram and Advaita is Mahavishnu. And of course they have some deity. Advaita Acharya has some Shalagram and some maybe Lakshmi Narayan, I don't know, the deities. Griha, Kula Devata or Griha Thakur. Because he's a Brahmin, so he must have Shalagram. He's an Acharya. Srivas Thakur, he had deities in his house. So he said, go make an offering and we can eat prasad. We can't eat. God can't even eat unless it's offered first. Nityananda Hari Dasa Advait Adi Sange Ganga Snane Vishwambara Chalilena Range. Thereafter, Vishwambara went to Ganga with Nityananda Haridasa and Advaita. It says Chalilena Range. Range means they played. Right? Doesn't say. But anyway, they went to play in the Ganga. Se Sabha Ananda Vede Varni Baby Star Snan Kari Prabhu Sabha Ailena Agar. These ecstatic pastimes will be described in the Vedas. After taking bath, Mahaprabhu and his associates return to the house. Charana Pakkali Mahaprabhu Vishambhar Krishnere Karahi Danda Pranama Vistar. After washing his lotus feet, Mahaprabhu Vishambhar offered his obeisances to Krishna. Apparently he had a deity of Radha and Krishna. Mahaprabhu offered his obeisances to Krishna. Krishna, which means Krishna, offered his obeisances to Krishna. This is called setting the ideal example. Whatever a great man does, a common man follows in his footsteps. Oh, it's quite amazing. Advaita Padila Vishambhara Pade Tale Haridasa Padila Advaita Pade Mule. Advaita then fell at the feet of Vishambhara and Haridas fell at the feet of Advaita. Very interesting. And parampara, like a chain, Dandabat chain. You see sometimes in Govardhan, husband's doing Dandabat and the wife is doing Dandabat behind him, and then she goes in front of him, and then he goes in front of her. They do leapfrogging Dandabats. One husband, one wife, then one husband, one wife. They go around. So there, first is Gauranga, then he's there, then Advaita's at his feet, and Haridas is at his feet. So that's what we were saying this morning. Servant of the servant of the servant, 100 times removed. Haridas is not thinking, oh, I'm also Chaitanya Das, I'm also a servant of Chaitanya, let me fall at his feet also. No, no, I have no right there. I have no direct access to Lord Chaitanya. I only have access to Lord Chaitanya by going through the devotee of Lord Chaitanya. How can I jump over? I have to go through. He's my guru. He's my Shiksha Guru. And some places they say it, Advaita initiated Haridas. Maybe Advaita Prakash, one book by Ishan Thakur. But generally it's said we don't know who the guru of Haridas is, but we do know Shiksha he took from Advaita. Nice point he's teaching. Apurva Kotuka Deki Nityananda Hase Dharma Setu Jainatina Vigraha Prakashe. Nityananda smiled while watching all these wonderful activities, unprecedented activities. These three personalities are the bridge of transcendental religious principles. Dharma Setu Jaina Tina Vigraha Prakash. These are the teen Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu, Mahaprabhu, and Advaita Prabhu. They are the bridge, the Dharma Setu, for approaching the Absolute Truth. By following the conceptions preached by these three personalities, the living entities can easily cross the ocean of material existence. Because in various pastimes, also in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, these three teen Prabhus, as they're referred to, they give different instructions for the benefit of the reader and the benefit of the devotees. Uti deki takura advaita pade tale atte vyatte uti prabhu vishnu vishnu bale. When Lord Chaitanya began to rise, Well, this is very interesting. Actually, what's actually happening here? They went and took bath, they came back, the offering was made to the Krishna deity in Advaitacharya's house. It doesn't say Radha, but it says Krishna, the Krishna deity. And the offering was taken. Before taking prasadam, Lord Chaitanya entered the deity room and offered dandavats to the Krishna deity. So he's offering dandavats there in Radha Bhav. He's in Radha Bhav. He's in the Bhav of Radharani. Krishna has taken the form of Lord Chaitanya to experience Radha Bhav. He's very much relishing his own inner ecstasies, exchanging with the Krishna Vigraha. Dandavats at the feet of Krishna. He's not even aware that behind him, at his feet, Advaita is lying at his feet, paying dandavats. And behind Advaita is Haridas Thakur. That's a whole Rajdhani. Whole train of dandavats. There's Krishna, and at the feet of Krishna is Gauranga. It means Radharani, Radhabhav. At the feet of Gauranga is Advaita. At the feet of Advaita is Haridas. When Lord Chaitanya begins to rise, which means he's on the floor, he stands up, he says, he saw Advaita Acharya at his lotus feet. Then he quickly stood up and exclaimed, Vishnu, Vishnu! You have to understand, Lord Chaitanya is 20 years old. Advaita Acharya is 75, 55 years older. He's respectable on all categories. There's different categories to respect someone. First, you respect someone due to age. You respect someone due to position. Respect someone due to relationship. Position, and you respect someone due... Position means they may be Brahmin, or they may be Prime Minister, or relationship. They're your father or your grandfather. And you respect someone on the basis of age. Age is respectable. Just because someone is older, we should be respected. So there's five or six different categories of respectable personalities. On all counts, Advaita Acharya is respectable. He's 55 years older. He's like grandfather, father of Lord Chaitanya. He's an Acharya with thousands of disciples. Lord Chaitanya has no disciples. Advaita Acharya is a Maha Mega Guru. He's been preaching Harikatha for 50 years, 60 years. Lord Chaitanya just started his preaching movement. He's a neophyte. Neophyte preacher, he's a new life membership maker. He's not like Krishna Priya, 18 years slugging it out, as they say. He's a new guy in a block. He's younger, and all these kind of wisdom. He's an acharya. He's a puppy. Nimai Pandit, he's a pup. So I say, so Vishnu, Vishnu, this is what someone does if they made a mistake inadvertently, or let's say unconsciously made some mistake, then they'll say, oh, Vishnu, Vishnu, Vishnu. Like, it means it's like, oh, sorry, sorry. We say, sorry, sorry, sorry. We pull our ear, I'm sorry, sorry. So many times people, I hear this mantra. Even my Chokidar has picked this up. Because my Chokidar has been with me for 7 years, and Radhakund, building and now serving over there since 2002. His name is Haridas. And he's been around all my students, not all, but whatever few students come here and there. A lot of people come and go. And he often hears this mantra, sorry, sorry. Because he sees some goof up here and there, and then because he doesn't know a word of English. And so now sometimes he goofs up, and I crack him a little bit, and then he says, sorry, sorry. I said, what? What's this new thing? I never heard this for 7 years. Now he's saying, sorry, sorry. I says, what is this? Sorry, sorry. This is bad association. The result of bad association. Dusanga. Vishnu, 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 what are you doing? What are you doing? Touching my feet. So he doesn't like it. What is going on here? I'm making offense. You're my worshipful senior. Still, Lord Chaitanya's in that bhav. And the waiters only think, I'm your servant, for servant of the servant. I'm your humble servant. My position is at your feet, not to receive your worship. My position is to worship you and serve you. Advaitera hatte dhari nityananda sange chalila bhojana grihe vishambara range. Thereafter, Vishambara took Advaita by the hand and went with Nityananda to the dining room. It's very little hard to understand all these leelas. Vishnu. Okay, come on, let's go. I mean, if you're actually there, the whole idea is to try to go there. It's hard. It's not a television. It's not a widescreen movie with wraparound sound and so much color and cameras, five different cameras from five different angles, Advaita's face and Lord Chaitanya's face and Nityananda's face and the ladies in the background, Sita Devi, and well, what if, hey, lunch is getting cold and hurry up with it, you know, and what all you're doing over there. And my mind is here to serve everyone, and your mind is, you're doing dandavats and this and all these dandavat train and everything. Imagine what Sita Devi's face, Advaita's wife, is Sita Devi. She's looking, what's going on? Dandavat, 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 dandavat. Come and take lunch already. And then, and Lord Chaitanya jumps up. He's completely absorbed in his Radha Bhav and meditating, absorbing himself in the Krishna Vigraha. This is my Krishna, Sakshat Krishna. This Vigraha is Sakshat Krishna. According to our Bhav, we're praying the Vigraha. It's not Vigra or Murti or marble, it's Sakshat Krishna. Satchitananda Swarup, Prem Swarup Krishna. So Gauranga is seeing it like this and experiencing that. That's why he's lying down for so long, he's in another world. He doesn't know when someone is lying at his feet. He's oblivious to it. He has his inner absorption with his Thakur. Radha's Thakur. Radha's Thakurji, Thakurani, Radha Thakurani. Krishna Thakurji. The Radharani has her Thakur. Thakurji. Krishna. Thakurani. That term is used also throughout the Shastra. Radha Thakurani. Then he stands up. Ah! Hi! What's Are? Vishnu Vishnu. Then waits a little bit like, oh. And then Vishnu says, okay, come on, wait, let's go. Nityananda, let's go take prasadam. Yes. So they sat down together to eat. Swabhava chanchalatina prabhu nijavesh upadikka nityananda atibalya rase. By nature, the three lords were restless in their own ecstasies. Very interesting. Nityananda, however, was especially so because of his childish mood. There's no purports, but there's a lot of purports. There's a lot going on here. Sabhav chanchal, teen prabhu nijavesh, upadika, Nityananda, atibalya, ras. Let's look at this. What's going on? This is a panorama of ras. What rasas? What exchanges? Who, what, when, where, and why? It says that they're all chanchal. Because that's what praying does. It makes the heart chanchal. Chanchal means sometimes disturbed, some quivering, shaking, trembling, moving. The heart is moving towards the lover, according to the bhav. There's some chanchal. Well, Gauranga, his heart is chanchal. Because Gauranga's in Viraha Bhav, Gauranga is Krishna experiencing separation from Radha. Gauranga is experiencing Radha Bhav, separation. So when Gauranga sees this, when Gauranga sees Krishna, Radha is like Radha. He's experiencing Radha's separation from Krishna, the Viraha. So he's disturbed by that. Now Advaitacharya, he's chanchal. Because he's Mahavishnu. He's the origin of Seva. We are all serving units. We are all Das, Jivera Surupaya. Where do we come from? We come from Mahavishnu. So he's also the supreme servant. He's a servitor Godhead. He's serving Godhead. He's a Purushavatar. He's doing service. That's what Purushavatars do. They do the service of maintaining the world and generating the jivas. Nityabhata jivas, or Nitya Mukta, Nityabhata, coming from Mahavishnu. So he is chanchal because he's thinking, I'm looking for opportunity to serve Gauranga, to serve Krishna. So he's disturbed by this. And Nityananda is in Balyabhav. He's in Sakiras. He's thinking I'm Balaram. I'm a coward boy. So he's like a little boy. He wants to get some breast milk from Malini. He wants to steal some yogurt. So all three are sitting there and everyone's thinking, Nityananda's thinking, I think I'll go steal some yogurt. And Awaita's thinking, I want to do some service to Lord Chaitanya. I would like to fan him to keep him cool while he's eating. And then Gauranga's thinking, when Gauranga is tasting the Mahaprasadam in Radha Bhav, in the mood of Radharani, in Radha's Bhav, Gauranga is Krishna experiencing Radha's Bhav. He's tasting the Mahaprasadam and say, This is Krishna's Adhara Amrita. Adhara. His lips. This is the nectar of Krishna's lips. Every bite, this is Krishna. Krishna Chumbita. Chumba means kiss. So they're all three sitting together. One's thinking of stealing yogurt in Balyabhav, like a 5-year-old boy from Gokul, Nityananda. One's thinking of fanning the Lord in Dasyabhav as a servant, Dasyaras. And the other's absorbed in Madhuryaras, the conjugal, sambhog, lila, rati of intimate pastimes, Radha and Krishna. Radha experiencing the taste of Krishna's lips with every bite of prasadam. So you can understand, when you're sitting in line with your god brothers or whatever, taking prasadam, not everyone has the same consciousness. Not everyone has the same mind. Hey, it's really good, isn't it? Yeah, it's really good. Give me some more. Hey, Prabhu, more halava. Hey, over here. Halava. Halava. Sweet rice. I've sat here in the prasadam hall many times saying prasadam. It's quite an interesting experience. There's extreme enthusiasm in this particular limb of bhakti. This is a limb of one of the angas, bhakti anga. It's called prasad seva, technically. The spontaneous, raganuga. Raganuga bhakti, at least we have some contact with that lobe, with that natural lobe, that natural greed to see Krishna and remember him and serve him. Yeah, there it is. Hello. Prabhu, you forgot me? Hey, this line, what about this line? Hey, they got twice, we got once. All right, okay. Of course, there's no purport here. This is our understanding. Nijavesh. Avesh means going into. Like we say pravesh, griha pravesh, entering the griha. So nijavesh means going in yourself. Nija means me, yourself, your own. Prabhu nijavesh. Teen Prabhu. These are the teen Prabhu. They're always called the teen Prabhu. So I say, who are the teen Prabhu? You say, ek do teen. Da 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 da. Ek do teen. No, the teen Prabhu are Gauranga. Bolo. Gauranga. Nityananda. Advaita Prabhu. So these are the teen Prabhus. Nityananda Prabhu. Gauranga Mahaprabhu. There's two Prabhus, one, but they're all called. And Advaita Prabhu, or Advaitacharya. Teen Prabhu. Ati Balya Ras. Nityananda Upadhika is Ati Balya Ras. Excessively. Ati, excessively, totally into Balya Ras. Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is 20, Nityananda Prabhu is about 20 years or 25 years older. Nityananda is 45 years old, and he's in the mood of a 5-year-old. Imagine a 45-year-old man. There may be a few of them here. He starts crawling on the floor like a little kid, 2 years old. Starts crawling on the floor and saying, "Mama, mata, mata." Hungry, hungry. Then starts going and stealing yogurt. They think, "Hey, what is this? This is avadut." Very extraordinary behavior. Text 238, chapter 19. Dware vasi bhojan kara yehi haridas jara deki shakti sakala prakash. Haridas, who was qualified to see those pastimes, sat down by the door and ate. So this is the extreme humility of Haridas. Haridas was born in a Muslim family, and he became converted by his good fortune. He took up, of course, I don't know if it's really conversion, but it's said like that. But from his earliest childhood, he was attracted to the holy name of the Lord automatically, and took up this Krishna bhakti. But that's the details of his birth, that he was born in a Muslim family, but from the very beginning he had all auspicious bodily features, first of all, very beautiful body and handsome features, and he was spontaneously, immediately drawn to the holy name of the Lord in Krishna bhakti. Because this is a lila, sometimes they say that what is actually said, although it's not very clear in Gaura Ganadesha Deepika, but I've heard an explanation by some acharyas, that Haridas Thakur is exhibiting certain characteristics of Brahma and certain characteristics of Prahlad Maharaj. It's not that he is Prahlad Maharaj or is he Brahma. They are separate personalities. And that same point is described in the Chaitanya Bhagavat. If you read very tightly, I think we already covered it in our earlier classes, maybe not here. And Vrindavan Das Thakur is saying the Prahlad Maharaj aspect of Haridas Thakur is that he was beaten and they tried to kill him, and he took shelter of Vishnu by remembering him and chanting. And then Brahma aspect, I can't slip my mind right now. These are separate personalities. Haridas is a separate entity in the spiritual world, and Brahma, they all have their positions. Haridas is in Nityanavadvipa. Prahlad Maharaj is in Vaikuntha. The Shringa. And Brahma is doing his post or wherever he is and has some role. Because the prototype demigods are also, there's Brahma and Vrindavan in the spiritual world also. This is a very fine point. Most people say Brahma came down and because he stole the cows, he wanted to take a humble birth. But this is not the... Chaitanya Bhagavat is saying differently. They're representing certain qualities and aspects. Oh, yeah, excuse me. The Brahma aspect within Haridas Thakur is the Vandanam, which we discussed this morning. The prayers of Lord Brahma, chapter 14 of 10th canto. He's famous for the prayers of Brahma. And other places in Bhagavatam, there are also prayers of Brahma. In Haridas Thakur, in the pages of Chaitanya Bhagavat, he offers many, many wonderful prayers to Lord Chaitanya. And they say here, at this point, Brahma is he's acting as in the mood of Brahma, an avesha of Brahma, in his prayerful aspect. And the aspect of being beaten and trying to be killed marketplace to marketplace because he was a devotee and everyone was against him, and taking shelter of the Lord and taking full shelter of the Lord and remembering and praying to the Lord, this represents the Prahlad aspect, who is trying to be a devotee, Prahlad Maharaj, and his father Hiranyakashipu is trying to kill him in so many ways, with snakes, poisonous snakes and elephants, and throw him off a cliff and kill him with weapons, but he was always protected by the Lord, as Haridas Thakur was always protected by the Lord. A very wonderful explanation. And this is told here. So Haridas, he's exhibiting this mood that I was born a Muslim, I'm not Bhagavan, and the three Bhagavans, Bhagavan Vishnu, Bhagavan Krishna, and Balaram, are all in a line eating, so I don't have the adhikar to eat with them. So he ate at a distance. He took his Krishna prasadam by the door, and he sat down there and ate. But he was qualified. He said he had the adhikar. He was qualified to see these pastimes because he's a pure devotee from the Lord. Advaita Grihini Maha Sati Yogeshwari Pariveshana Karina Sanari Hari Hari. Advaita's most chaste wife, Mahasati, was an exalted devotee, remembered Lord Hari as she served them food. That's very wonderful. She's described here as Yogeshwari. In the translation is exalted devotee. Yogeshwari. She, Sita Devi, who is the wife of Advaitacharya, she's Yogeshwari. Described like that. She's a very great controller of all yogis. And she's serving the prasadam and she's remembering Hari. So what do we do when we serve prasadam? We're serving the prasadam and we're thinking, I hope there's some left when I sit down. I better not serve too liberally. There's a very interesting pastime in this regard about Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And it involves one devotee, one of his devotees who actually became a sannyasi later, of his sannyasi. He said one time it was Janmashtami and many thousands and thousands of people were coming to our center. Oh, no, it was Gorpurnim, and many thousands of Bengali yatris and devotees were coming to the yoga pit, or to the yoga pit where the Gaudiya Math is, to visit the birthplace. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati arranged for prasadam distribution of some type of Ekadasi prasad, anukalp. And we were serving the prasadam. What was happening is that many children would take a portion and come back again for seconds and thirds. And I was recognizing them. This is the person who was telling the story, the sannyasi, which we heard. I was saying, no, you already took. You took once or twice. Now that we don't have, we don't have that much. We don't have enough. So at this time, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati was standing on the balcony of his house, and he was observing this small altercation going on, some disagreement. And then he sent his servant down, one brahmachari. He said, call that sannyasi here who is serving. He came and he sat down. And he said to the sannyasi, he said, do you think prasadam is material? Of course he was quiet. Don't really answer these type of questions when you're asked. Do you think prasadam is material? Do you think it's limited? Prasadam is Krishna. Prasadam is unlimited. If people want prasadam, you give them. You just keep giving. Whatever is required, Krishna will send. So they're asking for prasadam. They want prasadam. This is mercy. This is Krishna. Krishna prasad is Krishna. It is mercy. Why are you not giving? Why are you putting some limitation on prasadam? You just give. You give them. They're eating. They're hungry. They're taking. So they were okay. So the scheduled prasadam time, they were serving prasadam from 1 to 4 and then again at night. From 1 to 4, then there was so many programs. And after 7:30 or something, after the Gorpurnim, the moonrise, then from 7:30 to 10 or something, more prasad, mass prasad. All someone coming, then they're bathing, and many functions from 4 o'clock to just moonrise. And so they were serving. They had so much cooked and everything. And then by 4:30, it was all finished. Everything was gone. So the sannyasi went to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. He said, we have served everything. We have cooked every grain, whatever they had, sabadana, whatever, anukalp, Ekadasi food. We've cooked everything. There's nothing in the store and there's nothing there. So I don't know what's going to happen tonight at 7:30. I mean later when we serve. Bhaktisiddhanta said, anyway, we'll see. All of a sudden, about a half hour later, some trucks arrived from Calcutta. because this is three, four hours north of Calcutta in the countryside. And all of this, all these provisions that they had used for the feast, they had come from Calcutta. They were not available locally in the quantity they needed. So two or three lorries came, trucks, and they were full of boga, all anokalp. And they came, and the drivers came and said, this is a delivery for Gaudiya Math, Bhakti Sunanta Saraswati. These have been sent by some well-wishers in Calcutta. And they ran up Bhakti Sunanta, there's some deliveries. Oh, what? I didn't order anything. What is this delivery? It is two lorries full of boga, food to cook, ingredients to cook food for Acha, Hare Krishna. So, Krishna provides yoga kshemam vaham yaham, whatever we require. So this is a very nice point. So when we serve, we shouldn't worry about I'm serving. We should, as Sita Devi is giving the example, when we serve prasadam, we should think of Hari. I know, and then whatever Krishna, I just keep serving. I've even watched, we were a temple president one time, and I watched one devotee serving. And he was like, not liberally serving. I said, why? I think you're holding back. You think, what about you? You're holding back, you're not serving. They want more, but you're just giving little because you're thinking, oh, it's running out, and where's mine going to be? And he was quiet, and he was a little blushing type, like a little embarrassed. I should just give. If it's all gone, then we'll cook something. We'll offer again to the Thakur, and we'll give you something. I'm in charge of the temple. I'm not going to starve you. We have more. Just serve like this. We can cook. We had more provisions. We can cook more. We had enough for everyone. But he was like holding back. Anior. Give more. So let us try to do this. Be liberal and depend on Krishna. And think when we serve prasadam, we think of Krishna. In fact, I know some ashramas I've been to, where they give names to different items. Rice is Krishna, dal is Radharani, puris are Gauranga, sabji is Nityananda, sweet rice is, oh no, I think sweet rice is Radha. I forget, because she's so sweet. So when anyone wants something, Krishna, 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 which means more rice. Nitai, Nitai, Nitai. And everyone's running. Nitai's going this way, and Granga's going this way, and buckets. And it's really quite nice. And it's a standard. It's written on the wall, actually, in the ashram, in Hindi, actually. And then it's on one side is rice, and then the name. There's basic staple items that they eat every day. Rice, dal, chapati, puri, sweet. I think it just says sweet. It doesn't say, it says sweet. Anything sweet is this, like this. There's so many different sweets. There's like eight or nine names. And everyone knows those names. And if you don't know those names, then you don't get anything to eat. You sit there, then they walk by. You're not saying anything, so we won't serve anything. Now everyone gets the first full plate, and then so I don't know if you want to do that here. You could discuss with the boss man, the in charge, IC, and suggest it. Of course, he's quite conservative on these matters, and if Prabhupada didn't do it, then he won't do it, which is good. But it can at least be presented for him to think about. It's a nice idea. But the whole idea is that it's easy to remember Krishna when you're serving prasadam, because prasadam is Krishna. You think, and we're Krishna prasad, Krishna prasad. At least this we can say. One thing we should never say, rice, this should never be done. Never, and Gaudiya Math, usually say Krishna prasad, Krishna prasad, Krishna. This we can say, for every item we can say Krishna prasad. Should never say dal, right? This is very, very bad. No one should So Krishna Prasad, Krishna Prasad. And Dal, right? This vibration should not be heard. Because this is not the proper conception. We should walk our talk. This is usually what's told. Krishna Prasad, Krishna, you know, the best serving is you don't have to say anything. You just show the spoon and then, you know, the Indian thing, you know, move your head like this. Yes, no. And, you know, one means yes, no. Bojan karina tina takura chanchal divya ana gritta dugda payasa sakal. The three restless lords ate the finest rice with ghee, along with milk and sweet rice. No one's hungry, I hope. Divya ana, that's finest. Divya means finest, it means transcendental, also spiritual. Divya ana gritta, ghee, dugda, milk, payas, sweet rice. Rice, ghee, milk, sweet rice. Oh God. Finest rice, not the stuff we get. No, institution, can't give everybody plus one. Too costly. Bojana haila porna, kichu matra shesh, nityananda haila parama, balyavesh. When they had almost finished their meal, Nityananda, as you would guess, became fully absorbed in the mood of a child. Advaita dekhiya hase Nityananda rai eke vastu dui bhaga krishnar lilai. Nityananda looked at Advaita and smiled. They are one, yet they have appeared as two for the purpose of assisting Krishna's pastimes. Bojana haila porna kichu matra shesh Nityananda haila parama balyavesh. Now Nityananda is adopting the mood of a child. Sabha gare anachadaya haila has Prabhupada hai hai hase haridas. As Nityananda laughed loudly, he threw rice all around the room and he exclaimed, hi, 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 hi. He's a kid, like a 3-year-old. Balya Lila means from birth until 5. 4 years old, 3 years old. What are 3 years old? A 3-year-old kid throws anything here, there, everywhere. He's 45 years old. He's acting like 3. Of course, it's some newcomers coming to class. These Hare Krishnas talk about the weirdest subjects. The morning was a little bit logical and some philosophy and take shelter of Krishna. But in the evening, these guys get really wild. There's like this new lady over there. I don't know. I knew they looked a little weird, you know, but they talk about all these strange leelas and pastimes and big guys acting like 3-year-olds and They live in some imaginary world, and it's not accessible to me. It's something strange. So it's like, okay, this is Srivasangam. What can we do? It's public, but it's highly esoteric. But this is our Chaitanya. The morning was Srimad Bhagavatam. That's for everyone. But Chaitanya Bhagavatam is for the Chaitanya Bhaktas. Ultimately everyone, but really it's for the devotees of Lord Chaitanya. Srimad Bhagavatam is for the entire world. And Chaitanya Bhagavatam is for the world of devotees. This is the book for the world of devotees. And Srimad Bhagavatam is the book for the entire world. Because once the abhadra is gone, nashta prayeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavat yutama shloke bhaktir bhavati nashtaki. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Nityam Bhagavata, not Saptaha. Bhagavat Saptaha. 7 days we have Saptahas. All right, it's in Padma Puran. In the Bhagavat Mahatmyam of Padma Puran, it describes Saptaha. Dundakari. Dundakari, there was a Saptaha, and Dundakari was a ghost, and he got liberated. It's there, the story. So from that ancient story of speaking Bhagavatam, and someone who had become condemned as a human, he became a ghost, then his brother or something, he read the Bhagavatam for 7 days, and after 7 days, he gave up his ghost body and got again a human body. So Bhagavatam is very powerful. Bhagavatam is Krishna. Sarvashakti, Krishna. So from that, this tradition of giving Bhagavat Saptahas came. It is bona fide. It is a bona fide thing. But the writer of the Bhagavatam, Vedavyasa, he's saying that my book, this book, should be read and studied and served and understood and lived every day. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. And what will happen if you live according to Bhagavatam, or if you hear it every day? Nashta priyeshu abhadreshu. That nasht, everything that abhadra means inauspicious, amangal, dosh, bad things, bad qualities, anger, greed, anything bad within us, chordho, satchordye, it will go, it will be gone, vanquished, eliminated, washed away, nasht, hogya, finished. And then when all that dirt goes out, then we become healthy. When the disease goes, then the health manifests. The health arises once the disease is removed from the body. Disease is a covering of the healthy condition. Remove the disease and the health is there. So the healthy condition of the soul is to be happy. The soul is a happy entity, an anandajiv. To be peaceful, free from anxiety. When the dirt goes out, then we begin bhakti, devotion, which is our natural birthright, to serve God, to love God. And that brings peace. It brings happiness. It brings joy, fulfillment, charm, beauty, and happiness. So this is the Bhagavad, but the Chaitanya Bhagavad is all about these intimate leelas of the Lord. It is like but there's so much teaching for devotees. Don't make Vaishnava aparad, be careful, associate with devotees, associate like this, act like this. This is a book of behavior. And ras, so much ras and relish. But Siddhanta, all the Siddhantas are in the Chaitanya. Most complete Siddhantas of ras and everything is in Srimad Bhagavatam. I think I'll just finish this. I mean, we'll leave it at that. This is a nice freeze this scene. Nityananda's laughing. So you say, Aparad, you're throwing prasad on the floor here and there. Who do you think you are? This is Krishna Prasad. Well, I'm Krishna, man. It's like if the husband comes home and the wife gives him a bowl of samosas and he starts throwing them around the living room. She says, what are you doing? It's my food. I bought it. I'm having fun. He starts throwing the samosas around, put on the couch, put on the chair, throw one to the maid. Hey, take it. My wife says, what are you, pug? What are you doing? Hey, it's my house. I bought all this food. You know, you cooked it. Okay, big deal. So, because they don't know prasad. It's holy food. It shouldn't go on the ground and shouldn't play with it and stuff. But this is Krishna prasad. It was offered to the Krishna deity, and they're sitting down to honor the prasad, which is so amusing in one sense. Mahavishnu, Krishna, and Balaram are sitting down to honor Krishna Prasad. This is quite an interesting twist. Isn't this an interesting twist? And then Nityananda, he loses it and reverts to his childhood as a gopa in Gokul and sitting in Yashoda and taking rice. And throwing the, so he's doing that, and Haridas is smiling. Haridas, this is my Nityananda. This is my preaching partner. Tomorrow, I have to go out and make life members with this guy. And if he acts like this, and a life member, and a few, you know, if we go to some guy's, some Kurupati's house and make a life member, and he gives us some dried fruit, and he goes, ha, 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 ha. He starts throwing it all over the house. What's the guy going to say? Hey, get out, you stupid Hare Krishnas, get out of here. He's completely unpredictable. He's avadut. This means avadut. Avadut means totally. Avadut is someone who's completely conscious of God, moment to moment, but he behaves in the most unusual way. Not that he's just some puggle on the street corner. There's so many drunks on the street corner. That's not avadut. Avadut is one is totally absorbed in God, 24 hours a day, but he does funny things in his behavior. And not just because you act like a retard or You're an avadut. Avadut is a special name for a particular personality. He's absorbed in his own ecstasies of Godhead, whatever that may be, in Brahman or Paramatma or Bhagavan conception. He goes naked sometimes, or wears clothes, or whatever, climbs a tree, or whatever. He's avadut. But he's absorbed in the Godhead. He's not some drunk or some retarded person or something. Rare thing. So Nityananda is totally absorbed in Godhead. He's avadut. He's called Nityananda Avadut. His name is Nityananda Avadut. And this is one of the things he's doing. Flipping the Krishna Prasad. And Haridas is... So Haridas is smiling. That means this is Leela. Otherwise Haridas... Hey, what are you doing? You're making an offense. Hey, Prabhu! You're making an offense. There's always all this stuff around here. Offense. Another offense. Offense. Yeah, hey, you're dropping the Prasad on the floor. What is this? He's not saying that. He's peaceful. He's quiet. He's smiling. Here we go. Haridas is smiling, saying, boy, hope he doesn't do that tomorrow. We have to go make some members tomorrow. We have to go door. They were doing door. They were going. Haridas Thakur and Nityananda were preaching partners. Every day they would go door to door, knock on the door. Hello, Mr. Gupta, huh? Ji, we're from ISKCON. This is Nityananda. My name is Haridas. And we would like to beg you one thing. Will you please chant Hare Krishna? So they were going around door to door. Baja Goranga, Kaha Goranga, Loha Goranga Namare. Baja Goranga, Loha Goranga, Kaha Goranga Namare. So they're saying, please chant Goranga. 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 Anga means body. Gor means golden. Lord Chaitanya had a golden body because Radharani has a golden transcendental body. So when Krishna came to this world to experience Radha's love, he assumed her kanti and her bhav. Her bhav is mahabhav, the greatest expression of divine ecstatic madness and love of God. Radharani is totally mad in love for Krishna. Mahabhav. Divyonmad mahabhav. This is her bhav. So Krishna took Radharani's bhav, her heart, and put it in his heart. But then he didn't want anyone to know that he was Krishna coming to experience Radha's bhav. So then he painted his body. He took Radharani's kanti, her gora kanti, her sona, her golden kanti, and he painted his blue body golden, like Goldfinger. There's one Ian Fleming thing. And others. Anyway, forget about that. But he painted his body totally gold, and he took her kanti. He became this beautiful golden form, long, wavy black hair and beautiful lotus eyes and golden face and tall figure, 7 feet tall. But in his heart, Krishna was experiencing what love Radharani, what happiness Radharani feels when she serves me. And what is the greatness and extent of Radharani's love? I have to experience that. Krishna was so eager to understand the heart and mind and feelings of Radha that he became Gauranga. So Gauranga means that Krishna who has taken the golden form of Radha, Gora, Gora Anga. So when we chant Gauranga, we think of Radharani. When we chant Gauranga, we think of Shyam. And when we chant Gauranga, we think of Lord Gauranga. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahe Anya. Gauranga, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also called Gauranga. It's another name. He's called Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or Gauranga. So when we chant Gauranga, we have Radha and Krishna. And when Radha and Krishna become one, then become Gauranga. Two become one becomes two. And this is all, the whole material world is moving on this principle. Two become one becomes two. Husband and wife become one, then they become two. They come together, and two. So all of the jivas are supposed to... They have individuality, but they have oneness. They become one with the Lord in heart, one with the Lord in desire, one with the Lord in service. Whatever you want, my Lord, I want. I'm one with your... You want this service? You want this? I want it. You need this? I need it for you. I'm one with you. There's oneness, the union with the Lord. This is divine union with God. This is the conjugal union with the Lord through divine service. But then there's separation. We're one, but we're two. And they say Ek Atma Dui Do Deha or something in these marriage songs or something. So God, you are there, and I am here. You are the master, I am the servant. So Gauranga is Radha and Krishna combined. And then when they separate, then there's Radha and Krishna. Radha serving Krishna, Krishna serving Radha. And we are a serving unit. So we have our independence. Our independence is to serve Krishna. But when we're serving Krishna, we're one. We're unified with Krishna. This is the ultimate search of the Atma. The Atma is actually searching for union with God. But somehow we end up with Mithun. Mithun means man, woman. But because God is man and woman, God is Shakti and Shaktiman, the positive principle, the negative principle, the yin, the yang, and the Japanese conception, yin and yang. One going in like this and one going like this. Yin and yang. The predominated moiety and the predominator moiety. So we are Shakti. We are Tathasta Shakti, and Krishna is Shaktiman. So Shakti is meant to be united with Shakti. With Shaktiman. Just like the man plays the role of Purusha, and the woman plays the role of Prakriti. Purusha Shiva, Prakriti Durga. This is everywhere this way. So the Jiva, just as Durga and Parvati come together, Linga and Yoni. This is Purusha and Prakriti. This is divine feminine principle and divine male principle acting in the material world. They are expansions of Krishna and Radha. Parvati's expansion of Radha. Shiva's expansion of Krishna. Through the different levels and different layers. But the original form of Prakriti is Radha and Shakti. The original form Purusha is the Paramparusha, Supreme Purusha Krishna. And we're Shakti expansions. And Krishna has some Purusha expansions, Balaram, Vishnu, etc. And they have their Shaktis. But we as Tathasta Shakti are connected with Krishna. Mamayavam sho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. Mamayavam sho jiva bhuta. The jiva bhuta, the jivatma is mayamsha. We belong to Krishna. So our union is with Krishna. The jiva shakti, Tathasta Shakti is union with the antaranga shakti, srup shakti of Krishna. Shaktiman. Shakti serves the Shaktiman. The Prakriti serves the Purusha. We are Prakriti. We are all actually feminine. Every jiva is feminine. We have these male bodies, feminine, female bodies. But every jiva is Shakti, which means feminine, which means Prakriti, which means server. And he is the served. Servitor Bhagavan and Savior Bhagavan. God is Savior Bhagavan, and we're his servants. So this, when one has union with God, that's called divine union. That's the most ecstatic experience that the jiva can have. And the perverted reflection of that is man-woman union, which is the greatest happiness in the material world, so-called happiness, is that union of man and woman. But both basically, they both play the role of Purusha, so it never really works out. But one is Prakriti, the enjoyed, and one is the enjoyer. But nowadays, everyone wants to enjoy, so there's a class. It's like two positive poles of a magnet. When north and north, if north is there, north is at point, you know, they bounce, has to be north and south, and opposites. Opposite, you heard opposites attract. So Purusha is attracted to Prakriti. If both are playing Purusha, then no one really enjoys. There's no submission. The Prakriti's role is to submit to the Purusha. We are jivas, we are tiny, to submit. That's Ashraya principle, Ashraya tattva. Submit, surrender. You hear these terms a lot, right? Submit, surrender, this is Prakriti. Prakriti lakshana. Prakriti lakshana, Shakti lakshana is submission, surrender. And that is our existential identity. Now we're in tattva, not in lila. Is this boring to you? So once one understands, when one has, my goal is to be one, every man's looking for a woman, every male, bird, cat, every entity in this world is trying to find combination, because the drive for union is from the Atma. Because the Atma is a living entity, the Atma is a driving unit, not the body. You take the Atma out of the body moves anywhere? You line up 100 beautiful women on that side and one handsome man. He'll go crazy. Ooh, gee, which one? Okay, come on. If he's got that much power, you know, I doubt it, or that much money, 100 women, you got to be like a zillionaire. But if that guy's dead, then that body is not going to move over there anywhere. It's not going anywhere. So the moving principle is the Atma. The Atma is actually, the Atma's desire is to move to God and have union with God. This, because we're Prakriti. Prakriti is meant to be joined with the Purusha. Shakti is meant to be with the Shaktiman. That's the discord, that's the anxiety and the agitation within the jiva, that he's not fulfilled because he's the as Prabhupada said, he's the bolt out of the machine. When the machine has a nut and screw in it, it falls out. It's just lying on the ground, but when it's in the machine, it's functioning properly. So when we finally find our right position, that I'm a servant. I'm Prakriti. I'm not the Purusha. I'm Shakti, Tatastha Shakti, Jivatma, Jiva Shakti. And who is my Shaktiman? Who is my Purusha? Bhagavan. Maybe this is too much philosophy, you know? That every jiva, as Prabhupada says so many times in maybe different ways, in more simplistic ways, not simplistic, but seems like it. He says every jiva is actually looking for God. Every jiva is looking for Krishna. Every jiva is a devotee of the Lord. Because that's how he created it. He created it like that. Otherwise, there would never be any interest in God anywhere, among anyone. What is that drive? What is that curiosity? What is that inner yearning and that itching that something doesn't feel right? And I'm fed up with this. And some uneasiness within me. I don't like this. Something worried them. Family. What's eating you anyway? They say, what's eating you? What's with you? You have money. You have a beautiful wife. You have everything. I don't know. Something's not right. I don't know. I just don't feel good. Something's missing. Hey, what is he? You have beautiful kids. You know, they're obedient. They're chaste. You have your chaste daughter. That's that. What do you want? You got your MD director. You got money, big car, everything. No. I think it's God. I got to find God. I want to look into spiritual things. So that's a good. You're waking up. That's only possible in the human life. When you imagine how much, if we feel that so much ecstatic bliss to be with man or woman, whatever that is, how much bliss will be, how will you feel when you're united with God, who's an unlimited ocean of ecstasy? And this Lord Chaitanya has come to teach this, to distribute Madhurya Bhav. Madhurya Bhav means divine union with God through service. Service is union. Union is bliss. Service means Prakriti Bhav. If the wife is totally serving the husband in Prakriti Bhav, then he enjoys, like anything. But she's competing for the pleasure. She's also Purusha, so then he can't enjoy. He's competing. So you imagine when that becomes transcendental, when the soul is totally absorbed in the service of the Lord, how much bliss you'll feel. And this is Lord Chaitanya came to distribute. He's not distributing Dasya Ras and Sakya. He's just this. And that is a very interesting time where Lord Chaitanya came at a time in Kali Yuga when every single person is going crazy for sex life. Everyone's absolutely jacked to the max for sex life. Naked bodies everywhere and everything. And he came and said, yeah, okay, have sex life with God. And even that phrase is there in Prabhupada's books. Sex. And Chaitanya, teaching Lord Chaitanya somewhere, introduction. Sex with God or something like this. You can look up the folio. It's a little crass way to speak of it. But the real thing is union through divine service. When you chant Krishna's name, you're become one with Krishna. Because that's service. When you remember Krishna or speak about Krishna, it's ecstatic experience. So this is Lord Chaitanya saying, yes, You can all become Seva Dasis of Radharani. And some people they say, well, jivas have different sarups. And they maybe some jivas are in Sakiras, or maybe they're... But then the other point is made by Bhaktivinoda Thakur is it, and then also in Lago Bhagavatamrita, other places, a jiva can get multiple sarups. You may have a sarup in Sakiras. But Lord Chaitanya is saying, but you may become so attracted to Mandriya Ras that you want to serve Radharani as a Palidasi Mandri or Saki also. And Mandri Bab or Madhurya Ras in that mood. So you have two sarups. There's no problem. Because basically that's what's being presented. Radha Dasyam. This is a basic presentation of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. And if you're in Sakiras, then that's already contained in Madhurya Ras. Just like in earth you have smell and taste and sound, everything is in earth. So when you have this final, the ultimate rasa, and all the other rasas are included. So even if you're walking on a path and aspiring or hearing about Madhurya rasa and the conjugal love and service of Radha and Krishna in the mood of divine love, and then when you come to the level of a sakti and bhava, then your own srup starts to manifest, the particular sthayi bhava or specific relationship and loving relationship you have as an individual with God, as mother, as father, as friend, as lover, as maidservant, whatever, then you may say, the intention of the Lord is for me to serve him as a coward boy, as a sukha, as a friend. So then you'll specify, and your methodology of bhajan and sadhana will start to go in that direction. So then you'll put aside the Madhurya ideas and cultivate the Sakiras. Or if you like both, you can get sarups in both. I was explained that even the Panch Advaita, there's a Sakhi form for Advaita, and all, just like Balaram is a Nangamandri, all of them have different forms. So many tattvas are there. This is in writings of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Sanatana Goswami, so many places. Multiple sarups. As it's even said to the extent, as Bhagavan has so many unlimited forms to enjoy pastimes, the jivas can have unlimited forms to serve the Lord according to the will of the Lord and the will of the jiva. Now talk about complicated points. Wait a minute, let me get one first. You have a srup in Gaurlila, and you have one or two srups here and there. It's like Gadadhar also has a sucky form, so Bhagya Mandri. I mean, it really gets deep when you get into it. I don't want to make it too much at once, but you were happy when I was talking about ghee and rice and sweet rice. And they got nervous when I started talking about man and woman, and got a little nervous about that. Now when I start talking about this tattva, you're totally confused. So you went from happiness to nervousness to confusion. But in my mind, there's no confusion. Everything's very clear. Of course, it may not be presented in such a brief and way, but Gauranga is so wonderful. He knows where everybody is. He knows exactly where everybody is in Kali Yuga. So he comes to present. Here, come. I'm coming. He's coming to distribute Madhurya Bhav. And when Madhurya Bhav and Radha Dasyam become Radharani's Palidasi maidservant. And what will that mean? That means you will be assisting Radharani and Krishna in their divine intimate pastimes. Nikunja, you know, what do we sing every day? O Gurudev, Vande Guru Sri Chananandavindam, all glories to the lotus feet of Guru. Okay, what is Guru doing? He's doing food for life. Acha, very good. He's distributing food to starving children or hungry children. That's nice. Very good. He's building temples. Very good. He's training devotees. Very good. That's all good. This is Guru Seva. Nikunja, you know, Rati Keli, Nikunja Yuno Rati Keli Siddhai. Do you know what Rati Keli is? You think it's some checkers or something? Chess? You know, checkers and chess, dominoes. Nikunja Yuno Rati Keli Siddhi. He has Siddhi in Rati Keli. Are? Siddhi in Rati Keli? Interesting. Rati Keli is this, man, woman, Rati. Rati means attachment. Nikunj, in Britain, a private Nikunj in the middle of the forest, 1 o'clock at night. It's all dark. It's Amavasya. All the mothers and fathers and mother-in-laws and father-in-laws are sleeping. Only the kids are out playing. Young boys and girls. Married, unmarried, whatever. And Krishna's there. And Guru's there. Hare, he's sannyasi. He's not even married. He's brahmachari, he's sannyasi. He's in a Nikunj, Rati Kaili. He's in his Mandri Sarup. This is some song we sing just to fill up the ethers with vibration. This Lord Chaitanya came to give this Nikunja Seva of Radharani in the mood of a Palyadasi, protected maidservant, Radhadasyan. This is it, man. You can get multiple sarups. And one very prominent acharya, he says, and he said once in Vrindavan, in Krishna Balaram temple years ago, 92 or so, Balaram's appearance day or so, it's recorded. He was saying, of course I cannot exactly substantiate this from Shastra. This is what this famous acharya, Gaudiya Vaishnava acharya, said. But it is my realization and my belief that everyone, all the, which is so few actually, but those few people, ladies and gentlemen, that come to the Gaudiya Vaishnava religion, or whatever you want to call it, fold, they are all, their sarups, they're all actually in Madhurya Bhav. They're all meant to be Manjaris of Radharani. Because Krishna said in 10th canto of Bhagavatam, he said, Napariyeham. Napariyeham. He said, I cannot, Radharani, all you gopis, you've served me so beautifully and so perfectly. I am one and you are so many and all of you are dedicated only to me. But I have my mother, my father, my brother, my coward friends. You have no one. Radharani, you have no one. There's no one in your life but me. I'm your everything. But I gopis, you're everything to me, but I also have to think about my mother and serve her and my friends. So my love is divided and I can't really serve you. It's not 50-50. You give me, like they say, 50-50. Your husband serves the wife, 50, wife, half-half. You're giving me 100%, but I can't give you 100%. I have Yashoda, I'm Nanda Baba, and Sridham and Subal, and Raktak and Patrak, and all my cows, and I'm my love is divided. So Napariyeham, I can never repay you. I'll always be a debtor to you. I'll always be indebted to you. You'll have to be just satisfied with the service and joy that you experience by serving me, because I really cannot ever serve you the way you've served me. Krishna is telling in Bhagavatam 5,000 years ago. So Krishna had a debt. He ran up a big debt with the World Bank, you know, with Rockefeller. So he's thinking, how I have to pay this? So then he came back 500 years ago as Lord Gauranga, Lord Chaitanya. He said, listen, the only way I can pay back my debt to Radharani is if I get, because I'm only one person, I can serve Radharani, I can massage her feet, I can brush her hair, and I can sometimes pick some fruits, pick some flowers, I make a garland for Radharani, sometimes I grind some chandan into sandalwood paste, and then I paint Radharani's face. I do these services, Radharani's seva, Krishna does, in the Kunja, Leela, and Sringarbhat, and other places. But I'm one. And so I have Radharani, but I also have Lalita and Nishaka. I have many gopis. So Krishna came as Gauranga to collect all these mandris, all these jivas that have the potentiality since time immemorial to be a mandri. Time immemorial, just potentiality. The hard drive is there, but there's no software. The hard drive is there, but there's no. Once the software is there, then action. Something like that, if I understand computers right now. Something like that. So this, the Atma has this spark of, you can say, within a sarup is a spark of a particular sthayibhav, permanent mood of serving Krishna. So this Acharya was saying that all the jivas that come here, within their heart is the ability, is that madhurya, a drop, that potentiality. It's like the field, some earth or some soil has the potentiality to grow crops, but there's no seed there. It's just earth. Nothing's growing there. It's just some barren earth. But when the farmer comes and Kisanwala, whatever they call it, Kisanwala puts seeds there, then you get all these spinach and whatever. So the guru comes and gives the seed, which energizes that potentiality and becomes kinetic, from potential energy to kinetic energy. Then it grows. If we didn't have the potential to love God, we can never love God. But every jiva has the potential to love God, and all the jivas that come to ISKCON have the potential to love God in the mood of Radha Dasyam. So Gauranga Mahaprabhu has come to, as Krishna in the mood of Radharani, to collect a whole bunch of mandris to engage in the service of Radharani, because now there'll be thousands of servants to serve Radharani. I'm there serving, I'm brushing your hair, but sometimes other mandris will brush the hair or help her dress or bathe. There's so many things, because I can't go to her house and bathe Radharani, but the mandris can go and bathe her, and even they go in the kunjas and serve. So this was told, that all of the ISKCON members are all potential mandris. This is the opinion. You can't substantiate it, because in scriptures it says Chari Bhakta Ras says that Lord Chaitanya came to broadcast the four rasas. There's one verse like that. Dasi Ras, I mean the four rasas, higher rasas. But he also is telling, I've come to propagate Gopi Bhav. Gopi Bhav means the service of Radharani. These are some interesting points to think about. This is the prospect, this is the future. It becomes revealed by good association, by surrender, by the Naam. Everything comes down. Bhakti is transcendental, it's not produced from the material world. It's a transcendental phenomenon. It's causeless. Nothing you can do to cause bhakti. We can prepare the field, but then the seed must come from outside. The bhakti has to come. The mercy has to come. Because like someone said, it's not that we do sadhana and then we get bhakti or we get prema. It doesn't work like that. Sadhana just makes, because if we don't do any sadhana, then Krishna looks and says, well, you don't really care. You're busy doing bhog. You're busy enjoying yourself. So you have no interest, so I have no interest to give you bhakti or devotion, because you're not interested. But if I really want the Lord's love and I want the Lord's eternal service, so I'm doing all this sadhana bhakti, Vaidhi sadhana bhakti or Raganuga sadhana bhakti. But that's not enough. Unless the Lord gives his mercy, there's no possibility to attain bhav or prem. These are transcendental. Totally transcendental. They have to be given. So by doing, that's why it's called causeless mercy. It's just, we can't do anything to make it happen. We can just act in such a way that Krishna's, oh. But if we don't do any sadhana, it'll never happen. It's because Krishna doesn't give his love to someone who has no interest. By doing sadhana, we're showing Krishna, see, I'm doing sadhana because I really want to love you. I really want to serve you eternally, or serve Radharani eternally. So I'm doing all this upasana and all this service. And Krishna's saying, yes, I have my eye on you. I'm thinking about you. And when our service becomes pure, free from the modes of nature, and our purpose becomes clear, and our motivation becomes clear, and our ego becomes dissolved, and our true identity as a pure servant arises, then Krishna opens the floodgates of mercy. Then it all comes down like a monsoon. Very fast. Very, very fast. A metamorphosis. One day caterpillar, next day butterfly. Very fast. After one crosses through Ruchi and comes to Asakti, then from Asakti, then very, very fast. Going to Bhav and then praying. So we have to do our sadhana, make it more and more intense. See the example of Raghunath Das and Rupa Goswami. That's not a lazy man's prospect. Want the highest thing for the cheapest price. Very good. I want a Ferrari. How much money have I? I have 5,000 rupees. All right. Maybe you can buy a piece of the carpet, piece of the floor carpet from the Maserati or Ferrari for 5,000 rupees. This is the nature. People are Kali, everyone's manda samanda, lazy. Oh, you're giving the highest thing for free? Oh, how do you get the highest thing for free? That doesn't make sense. Okay, anyway, give me that. Now I have the highest thing for free. Oh, wait a minute, how's it possible? How I got that thing? Do I really have that thing? What do I have? Golokera Premadana Harinam. It comes down. It's all descending. You can't make Guru come into your life. You can't say, oh, Guru, come to my life. Krishna sends Guru. All we do is wander. Our contribution is wandering. Brahmanda. Brahmanda Brahmate. Brahmanda Brahmate Kon Bhagyavan Jeev. Guru Krishna Prasade Pai. Bhakti Lata Beej. Jeeva is only wandering. Dog, cat, bird, fish, human, demigod, worm. Only Brahmate, wandering. And by chance, somehow had a fight with his wife one day and fasted on Ekadasi. Didn't know it was Ekadasi, but didn't eat, didn't sleep, didn't drink any water. Stayed up all night, pouting, lamenting. And it was Ekadasi. It was Nirjal Ekadasi. So he got the benefit for 24 Ekadasis and Dwadasis and everything. If you do Jagran, you get the benefit of all Dwadasis also. Whole year's Dwadasis. And then if you do Nirjal, you get whole year's Ekadasis. And then he dies, and then he goes to Yamapuri, and they say, this guy did anything good? Not really. He was too busy with Johnny Walker. And going to Las Vegas. All right. Atlantic City, Las Vegas, Thailand, Singapore, China. Non-veg. Sir, veg or non-veg? Non-veg. On the airplane. Okay, well, take him out. Send him to hell. This one, that hell, this hell, that hell. No, wait a minute. He had a fight with his wife one day. It was Nirjal Ekadasi. He didn't drink any water, didn't eat. Huh? He did that. That's all he did. All right. Okay, well, let him go to hell for a little while. And after he's in hell for a little while, then give him another human birth. He can be born in Delhi as a Punjabi. I better get out of here fast. I'm a minority here. A real minority. Hey, this guy's a Vidishi. Get him! But so, this is a situation. You have to be very, very serious and everything will come. Guaranteed. Krishna's not a cheater. Guru's not a cheater. He's a teacher. This whole institution is all around the world. This is fake? This is all fake institution? It's all Bekar? Bekar ISKCON? It's all a joke? It's all a charade? We're all play acting? You think it's all fake? There's nothing here. There's no Sampradaya. There's no Siddha Pranali. There's no. Everything's no. The anti-party, they say everything's no over here. Everything's yes over here. Everything's no over here. Really. It's like that. They're just telling that to convince themselves. When you're not sure about what you're doing, you have to reinforce your new choices by all kinds of innuendos and self-programming and self-hypnosis and false slogans and campaigning. Because you're really unsure. You're not really sure about what you're doing. This is psychology. I study psychology. But the thing is, you have to pay a little something, you know, at least a few rupees. You can't do nothing. It's not that cheap. He's giving it freely, but it's actually a little price. Says Lord Chaitanya is freely giving love of God. Okay, give me, I'll take it. It's free. It's free, but there's one condition. You have to give this life to me, to God, to Krishna, Gauranga. What do you mean give this life? You already spoiled 25 years, 50 years, 30 years. You already 30 years in Maya. You have 50 years left. 50 years you give to God, you attain perfection. Go back to Godhead. Chant the Hare Krishna mantra. It's so powerful. 20, 30 years, everything will come. You think if I, like some lady came to me, Maharaj, I've been in ISKCON for 10 years and I haven't realized my gopi roop. I said, Hare Baba. You know, you think it's so cheap? And it's 10 years, I mean, how many lifetimes you think it takes to realize who you are? 10 years, and what is this 10 year? What does it mean? What does it mean 10 years in ISKCON? You're supposed to chant 64 rounds a day. How many rounds do you chant in 10 years? Lord Chaitanya says in Chaitanya Bhagavat, if you chant 64 rounds a day, you'll get perfection. It says right there. But we're also getting perfection by pleasing Guru. That's also perfection. Distributing books. The real perfection is pleasing Guru. It's 10 years. I've been here 10 years. Some grihastha lady, right? I mean, how austere is she? How detached is she? You think, I've been 10 years and I haven't had darshan of Krishna. You know, and yogis, they meditate for 60,000 years and they don't need anything but air and water just to see the toenails of the Paramatma. Just to see the toenails of Paramatma, they meditate for 60,000 years. Just the toenails in their heart, just to see that Chaturbhuj Narayana toenails. 60,000 years out of 100, it means 60% of their life. Let's just take it this way, because we don't live 100,000. 60% of their life, 24 hours a day, they're absorbed in samadhi, dhyan samadhi, on the Paramatma. Just hoping to see the glimmer of the toenails. Some lady comes in and chants a round a day and sleeps for 5, 10, eats prasadam up to her ears. You know, sleeps ten hours a day, sleeps through every class. She, I've been here for 10 years. Now what the hell? What do you think? You think Gopi Bob and realizing a siddhant entering into the kunja to serve Radharani is such a cheap thing? If you want that, then you have to be ready to pay the price. It's like everyone's, I want a Ferrari, I want a Ferrari, I want a Ferrari. Hey, look, Jack, go get educated and get the qualification to make enough money to buy one. And if you work for about 10 years, you may have save up money, buy a Ferrari. You were so crazy to buy one for 180 lakhs, whatever it costs, 250 lakhs or whatever. Ferrari is like big time money. It's like 3 or 4, 5 Mercedes or something. So you should think that you want the highest, this Madhur, the topmost Ras, and the topmost Seva, and the topmost Holy Dham. You're not even trying to go to Vaikuntha. You want to go right to Goloka Vrindavan. It's quite a very interesting. 300 Punjabis are now gopis. I find it hard to believe. I don't mean to cast words of doubt, but I've been to Punjabi Bagh. I have never seen anyone that looked like Raghunath Das Goswami. Usually they're quite, you know, 64 rounds a day. I mean, you know, if you're really serious, then you have to be really serious. Otherwise, it's a gradual process. Means a few lifetimes. But you're on the way. You're going there. We're going there. I didn't start in this life. You didn't start in this life. How would you be so close? You're so close. Only one life, maybe one life more to love. What's that? You don't live, now you live 70 years. Next birth, you only live 50. The next birth, you live 30. Life's going down every time. So now... You say you live to be 70, you have a few years left, and then you take another birth, you only live to be 60 next time around, it's going down. And then next life, you live to be 40, 50. So 50 and 70, 100. So within 180 years, let's say 2 or 3 lifetimes, like 180 years, you'll be in Nikunja Lila. That's so, you know, you're so impatient, you can't wait 180 years. That's if you take the slow road. But as Prabhupada said, if you So if you're fully dedicated, in this lifetime you can go back to Godhead. But you have to ask yourself, am I fully dedicated to the service of Radha and Krishna? Or do I have some other agenda? Wife, husband, family, beauty, looks, money, enjoyment, eating, sleeping, movies, travel. You know better yourself better than anybody. Doesn't mean sannyas or this, that. That's all external. It's an internal thing. Are you fully dedicated in your heart to the eternal service of Radha and Krishna with no other separate agenda? No, you don't want any pratishtha, you don't want any kamani, wealth, women, men, this, that. Then your file may be considered. Then definitely in one life you'll go back in 30, 40 years. That's what Prabhupada means. Doesn't mean anybody. It's not all one. Prabhupada's not preaching Mayavadi philosophy. Yes, simply by chanting Hare Krishna, doing Guru Seva, in the balance of this life, you go back to God and get your sarup, guaranteed. In this life, if you're dedicated. It can't be just everyone is just. And otherwise, he's so serious. I don't have to be serious. I'll still get there. That doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way anywhere. Whatever you put into something is what you get out. Isn't it? A guy's always enthusiastic and he's always, you know, in happy mood and serving. And then another guy, they get the same result? How is it possible? Nowhere is like that. Logic also works over here. God is also a logical being. How did he put this whole universe together if he's not logical? So sadhana and progression. Look at the hierarchy. Look at Brihad Bhagavatamrita, the hierarchy of different devotees. Karma Mishra Bhakta, Gyan Mishra Bhakta, Shuddha Bhaktas, and all kinds of, there's five kinds of Mahabhagavats, and there's all kinds of pure devotees. It's a hierarchy of variety. It's not that everybody's poor, everybody's rich. There's super rich and sort of rich and really rich and poor and dirt poor and really poor. Even in the material world, so much hierarchy, isn't there? In beauty and wealth and economics. Spiritual world, the same thing. So get serious. Now we're aware of the prospect, and this thing is available in our sampradaya that has never been available before in any other sampradaya. This is only presented by Gauranga Mahaprabhu 400 years ago. He's come to give what's never ever been given before. This is an opportunity for a jiva to get a sarup as a dasi of Radharani in Madhurya Bhav. This is the most intimate, highest conception of God. We think we can just, Haribol, Gopi Bhav, Anarpita Charim Chirat. This verse is there, Adi Lila, chapter 1, maybe, verse 4, 3 or 4. This is the Lord Chaitanya has come to give to the jivas of this material world in Kali Yuga what's never been given before. Everyone here can become servant of Radharani. Prabhupada, his father, it's all arranged by Krishna. Why is Prabhupada's father praying, oh, sadhus, please bless my son to become a pure devotee of Radharani? He was a pure devotee from Radharani at birth. Well, this was just a leela that to bless those sadhus so they could have darshan. They would all, every day, four sadhus were fed in the house of Gaura Mohan Day. It's pretty good. That's how it's told in Leelamrita. Every day he had four saintly people come into his house in Calcutta, and he was a middle class, something like that. Not very rich, but they got went by. And they fed them some simple sadhu khana. And he prayed to those sadhus for ashirvad for his baby boy, Abhay, our Gurudev, Srila Prabhupada. Please, Sadhuji, Swamiji, please bless my son. He becomes a pure devotee of Radharani. Prabhupada is a pure, he was a pure devotee. That was just Krishna's arrangement. So the sadhus would come, put their hand on Prabhupada's head, and the sadhus would be blessed. The sadhus would be blessed by touching the head of a pure devotee, baby, Abhay, Radha Bhakta. And the sadhus would be purified by seeing the face of a pure devotee, Prabhupada. Prabhupada was giving them ashirvad. They were not blessing Prabhupada to become a pure devotee of Radharani. He came from Radharani's antaranga, from his inner circle. He's a mandri. That we know clearly, no doubt. And he can also have a sarupa as a coward boy. There's no problem. There's some debate. Was Prabhupada a coward boy? He's rolling on the ground and Mark does that. He can be both. Because he definitely exhibits characteristics from both sides in some of his writings and poems in Sakiras. But the major presentation of Prabhupada is in Madhurya. There's one acharya that had, one of Prabhupada's godbrothers says, I feel there's some indication that your Gurudev was in Sakiras. From this poem and a few things. Oh, Krishna Balaram, I long to be with you and this and that. But there's another equally prominent acharya who says, I am convinced that he's in Madhurya Ras, the Manjari. So is one right and the other wrong? Not. When you get to this level, it's all right. There is harmony. On the highest level, there is absolute harmony. On the lower level, there's discord and disharmony because of insufficient intelligence, experience, and understanding, realization, and mercy. But when you go higher, higher in consciousness, higher and higher in realization, the mercy comes in greater installments, then you can harmonize everything. Because all seeming controversies become harmonized by Krishna. Krishna is the absolute harmonizer. But when one has lower conception or lower consciousness or insufficient mercy, he cannot have the realization of the harmony. He can only perceive the discord or disharmony. That's our insufficiency. There's no incongruencies in Bhagavan Sri Krishna. Krishna's immoral. These gopis are married to other gopas, to other coward men. He's dancing at night with these gopis. That's immorality. People say that because they don't have the proper conception. These gopis are expansions of Krishna's body. Nija Shakti, they're his own Rupataya. Ananda, they're expansions of his own energy. Krishna expands. Just like the Bible says that Eve was created from the left rib. Adam and Eve, they say in Old Testament. Rib, Adam was the first created being, a man, Adam. His name is Adam. And he took his rib. Rib means the bone, no? He took and he said, I'm getting bored here eating apples and stuff. I want a wife or a girlfriend. So from his rib, he created Eve. You've heard of Adam and Eve? So from him, he made Eve out of himself. So Krishna, the gopis are only expansions of Krishna's energy. So what's the immorality? Say I'm a doll maker, a diorama. So I make a bunch of ladies out of fiberglass or whatever. Look like, and I put my arm around one and I started dancing around with him. And somebody comes over and says, whoa, look, Swamiji's immoral. He's dancing with other people's murtis. Dioramas. No, it's just I'm some crackpot or something. these are my dioramas. So there's no immorality. So as we get higher knowledge and experience of Shastra and understanding of the tattvas and siddhantas, then we see all harmony. So Prabhupada is definitely in Sakhi, he's in Sakhi Bhav, he's a Manjari. So those devotees that have that Sthayi Bhav, they have received revelations from Prabhupada, name everything, they know. And those devotees that are absorbed in Sakyabhava, I have some Guru eyes absorbed in Sakyabhava. So they see Prabhupada like that, and Prabhupada's revealing like this. And all that's in Shastra. You can have multiple sarups. So at least first get one. We have one material body, you have one lady. But in the spiritual world, you can have two spiritual bodies, or three, or four. It's all your desire for service and also Krishna's desire to engage you in service. Because he'll create, Krishna, he will enter your heart and create the rati, the attraction and the interest to serve him in a particular way as we advance. This is the ingress of bhava. When bhava enters the heart, then it brings with it the impulse to serve Krishna in a particular way. Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Once the devotees asked Prabhupada, the Christian devotees in America, they said, Prabhupada, in Christianity they have some concept of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. God the Father is God, and then the Son is Jesus, and the Holy Ghost is what they call, ghost for us is boot and prate and some negative entities, subtle entities. But for them, the Holy Ghost is like the Spirit, and it's something that gets in you, the Spirit of God or the Holy Ghost. And they said, Prabhupada, do we have anything equivalent to this God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Ghost? And Prabhupada said, yes, we have Bhagavan Sri Krishna. He is God. We know his name. We know his address. We know his girlfriend. And we know everything about him. Bhagavan Sri Krishna. And his son is the pure devotee, the Guru. Sri Guru is the son of God. And everyone ultimately is the son of God. Every jiva. And the Holy Ghost, that's, of course, the Holy Ghost is the holy name. Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Because as soon as that goes inside, then you, hey, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. It never comes out. and that Hare Krishna mantra goes inside of you, and it creates a havoc. It creates havoc inside of you. Because when that Hare Krishna mantra comes inside of you, something terrible happens. Something very terrible and horrible happens. What happens? Lust runs away. Greed runs away. Anger runs away. Envy runs away. And you say, what's happening? Hey, where's all my greed? I'm not greedy anymore. Hey, I'm like, I'm cool. I'm relaxed. I'm peaceful. I'm not angry. I never get angry anymore. I feel so pure. I don't have any lust anymore. And I don't envy. I don't have any envy. I actually love everyone. I love all the women. I love the men. I love everyone. I see Krishna everywhere. Hey, what's happening? Guy's crazy. Okay, I'm crazy. Prem Pagal. Bhagavan ka Prem Pagal. This is desirable. Everybody else in the world's crazy for Maya. Look at the world. People aren't acting crazy. Hating each other, so much greed, lust, anger, cruelty, theft, robbery, distrust, discontent, agitation. No one trusts anyone. Wife doesn't trust a husband. Husband doesn't trust a wife. Every girl has to get a job. Every single girl's afraid, well, if I get married, my husband will leave me. I won't have any money. I'll be destitute. So every girl's forced to go to college and crack her head in all these books. And all she wants to do is get a religious, pious, honest husband. The world's a mess. There's total distrust everywhere. So that's not crazy. So if I had my choice, thank you. I'm glad Murali Manohar stole my mind and heart. I'm glad Prabhupada gave me the Hare Krishna mantra and Diksha mantras, Kam Gayatri, Gopal mantra, and the other mantras. I'm thankful. My only regret is that I waited so long. I was 24 when I left the world. Goodbye, 24. Why? I wasted 22 yugas. Every 12 years is a yuga. For the human being, 12-year time period, 12-year cycle is one yuga. Why? In Gambhira Leela, how long was Gambhira Leela? 12 years. 6 years traveling India, 6 years moving with the devotees in the Gambhira, Prasad, Kirtan. The last 6 years is called Gambhira Leela. Guda Ras, very deep, Guda Ras, very deep rasas. Only, no entry, private entry, Lalita Vishaka Vas Hogya, Govinda Das doing service. Ramananda Rai, Surup Damodar. 12 years, Nirjan, just grinding face, total madness. He was 12 years, and that's when he wrote, Yuga Yatam Name Shena Chakshusha Pravishayatam Shunyayatam Jagat Sarvam Govinda Virahena Me Govinda Virahena. Those 12 years in Gambhira, these 12 years from this Gambhira feels like a yuga. Yuga means Kali Yuga, it means Chatu Yuga, means 3.5 million years is a yuga cycle. So those 12 years, so that's why he was, that 12 years there represents that yuga. Because in astrology and Jyotishi, this figure is also there. Shankaracharya went to Joshimath. Shankaracharya. And he spent 12 years in a cave in Joshimath. Everywhere this 12-year figure is there. 12 years here. And there's many places in Bhagavatam I've seen this figure 12 years. Narada Muni went to Vaikuntha and served Lakshmi Devi for 12 years as in Chaitanya Mangal from Katyayani Samhita, one Shastra. Because they say in 12 years you can get siddhis. So 12 years represents a yuga. So when you're 12 years old, when you're 24, when you're 36, 48, 60, these are major shifts, paradigm shifts or life cycle shifts in a human being's life. Things will change. Either if you're going 20, you're 24, then you become 24 or 36. Okay, marriage, kids, this, that, husband, wife, job, all this. Then you're 36. Which way? Where are we going now? Then if you, and you cross 36, 37, everything is the same. As they say in America, hunky-dory. Hunky-dory. Hunky-dory is American slang. I mean, I know about 15,000 American slang words. But I don't use any. In Bombay, they know all these things. Delhi's like just creeping in, you know, out of the womb with English, what to speak of slang. In North India, hardly they speak English. But in Bombay, they're so much into English, they know every single American slang. They watch all American movies. At any rate, the point is that if you go from 36, 37, 38, doing everything the same, status quo, then that'll go on till you're 48. The husband, the kids, everything, this material life, everything, this generally just goes on. But when you're 36, it's like, well, wait a minute, something's missing. Then maybe you start taking up some spiritual practice or this or that, or yoga, pranayama, something spiritual coming in your life. Then that will expand more and more between 36 and 48. And anything you've done for 12 years, and these are major shifts for everyone, 12. Then, if you say, oh, I've been a brahmachari for 12 years, whatever time you started, gee, it's been 12 years. Well, you know, gee, you know, hey, Mohan Rupa, I think I got to bail out here, you know. It's getting a little tough. Or I've been, Sankirtan, you'll see everywhere 12 years. I've been living in this house for 12 years, you have to move, and this job for 12 years, you quit. So keep your eyes out. This is a yuga. Of course, it may not feel like a millennium, but Radharani's separation from Krishna, one moment in separation feels like a yuga. So we'll stop there. Tomorrow, by Mahaprabhu's grace, we can continue the glories of Chaitanya Bhagavat and whatever other subject comes up. Somehow or other, the speaker, the representative of Vyasadeva, speaks according to the needs of the audience. Because obviously this is not written on a piece of paper, whatever we said. This is everything we said is being dictated by the super soul. You have need, so this was spoken. For those who can understand it, they receive it and process it, as they say in modern language. Store it, process it, store it, recall it, and utilize it to improve your bhajan, to improve your faith, to improve your conviction, to improve your determination, to improve your attachment and love for Sri Guru and Srila Prabhupada, and of course, increase your attachment and love for Radha and Krishna and Gauranga. I pray that Krishna will bless you with understanding of the things I'm telling. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.